This is Tiffany Montgomery of Shop Eat Surf. We spent some time this week with Aaron Pye, the owner of Huntington's Surf and Sport, one of the most premier surf shops in the world. We talked to Aaron about what categories and brands are working in the store, how business is going this summer, what he thinks about brands opening stores at nearby Pacific City, and what he's excited about in the industry. He also reveals a personal battle he went through several years ago and how that impacted his outlook on life. Now, here's our conversation with Aaron. So I am here at HSS with Aaron Pye, the owner. Thank you for meeting with me.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yes, we are overdue on getting you on a podcast, so thank you again.
Thank you. We're really excited.
So you guys have an interesting history. Tell me how you got started.
Yeah. Every surf shop has a story, and here's our story. I was born in Honolulu, Hawaii, and I learned to surf, believe it or not, on the north side of the pier, right out front of the store when I was 12 years old. And I also learned in Hawaii at Pops and canoes. And I spent many memorable days with my grandmother, Choi, in Waikiki. I would surf all day at Kaiser's and Pops, come home, and Grandma Choi would have a ton of food on the table. And everyone was welcome at Grandma Choi's house. And she taught me what Aloha Spirit was all about. She was a small woman with a big heart, and she just had so much just giving to everybody, Aloha Spirit. And to this day, we apply Aloha Spirit to our customers, our guests that walk through our doors at Huntington Surf and Sport. Anyway, long story short is, fast forward to when I was about 20 or so, I was surfing out at the pier on the north side, and this one guy paddled up to me and asked me if I wanted to work in a surf shop. And I said, sure, yeah, I'd love to work at the shop. What's it called? And he goes, Huntington Surf and Sport. I go, okay. So I got hired at Huntington Surf and Sport, earning $1.65 an hour. And that was 1978. About a year later, the owners weren't getting along, and they offered the business to me. Long story short is I borrowed $60,000 from my parents, and my mom was a teacher, school teacher, and my dad was a structural engineer, and $60,000 is a lot of money, so I was scared, but they lent the money to me. And 1979, Huntington Surf and Sport became mine. And I was really happy that I was able to take my love for the sport of surfing and build it into the walls and the foundation of what is called Huntington Surf and Sport. So that's our story. And today, fast forward, I got married and I have 4 kids and I have 10 grandkids. And it's so enjoyable to work with my sons, Trevor and Taylor, and my daughter, Ashlyn, at Huntington Surf and Sport. They're helping me run the show. Also, my wife works behind the scenes. She's what we call a silent partner. That's not so silent behind the scenes, you know.
The best kind.
So, yeah, that's our story.
Yeah, so, that's great. Well, let's talk about today. So just in general, how's business?
Wow, okay. First of all, let's talk about last year. Last year, 2017, was a gnarly year because of the rain. We had the most amount of rain on record. And 2018, we have the least amount of rain on record. So with our locations, we have 4 locations, we have high foot traffic. So the better the weather, the better the business. So with the least amount of rain this year and a higher temperature, average temperature in the region, business has been good. We just closed out summer. We're in the process of closing out summer. We're just after the U.S. Open. We're after the back-to-school business right now. Business has been good this year.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Like really good or, you know,
well,
just solidly
really
good?
Well, really good was prior to the recession of about 2008, you know, that was really good. But it's good.
Yeah. You're happy.
We're happy.
Yeah. Yes. And the U.S. Open all went well. And
fans
things.
Did a great job. Very family-oriented crowd and great surfing. And the U.S. Open went well. The product sold better. There was an increase in product sales for HSS. Yes.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And any interesting categories or brands, you know, standing out this year?
Yeah. You know, Igloo Coolers by the artist Andy Davis. Really did good. West Coast Foil Club. Jeff and Ryan Hurley produced the foil boards. That's a new product and doing well. Hardgoods did really good this summer, or are doing really good this summer. Fins and traction and leashes, wetsuits. You know, we pull a report, historically, we pull a report, but also for the summer. And guess what sells? It's just the basics. T-shirts, hats, trunks, and shorts. And for girls, it's about the same. T-shirts, hats, bikinis, and tanks too. Yeah, the basics are flying off the racks. And brands, let's see, Salty Crew has boys now, and it's doing really good. And Patagonia is doing really good. SOK is a new hardcore brand that's doing really well. Atternone is doing good too. Volcom, Hurley, all the, oh, Billabong is just kicking butt.
Really?
They're doing really good. They have a great team behind the scenes and in front of the scenes that's just helping everything out. So they're kicking butt. Vans is doing really good. Reef Sandals is doing really good. The Hurley women's bikinis and women's shorts are doing really well. Oh, Hydro Flask. Hydro Flask is doing good, but they've had a shipping problem this summer. We could have probably sold double the amount of Hydro Flask, but their shipping has been not so good for our store. I don't know about other stores, but our store hasn't received what we should have had. And if we could have had it, we would have sold probably double in Hydro Flask. It's a great brand. We love it.
Wow, yeah. That's interesting. So, yeah, you're deep with them from what I saw on the floor.
We even built a new section in the main and PCH store with hopes of increasing our revenue. And it's the customer voting for that product. And we just couldn't get the product, though, to fill the demand. But, you know, there's always last quarter, and I'm sure that they'll rise to the occasion, and hopefully we'll get some more product.
Yeah. The Hydro Flask CEO is a reader of Shop Eat Surf. So maybe he'll hear this and he'll make sure you get it pronto.
Yeah, great.
Uh-huh. So can I ask you about Patagonia? Because if I recall, you guys were really early with them. I mean, I know they're doing great for a lot of people now, but you really went in with them early. Tell us about that.
Yeah, they're just a core brand. I mean, they're real. They're the real deal. We were just up there, I think, in May. Zach Hartley gave us the tour, and we were really impressed. But their roots go deep, literally, in the earth as far as their way that they guide their business. We believe in them. They're the real deal. One thing that we respect about Patagonia is that they'll open up an account for us, like take for an example, and they'll back that account through good times and bad times. And we really appreciate that because, I don't know, it goes both ways, but they're the real deal.
Yeah.
They have a kids division, and we're hoping that we could find some room down the line to bring in their kids, Patagonia.
Oh, that's cool. That's great. And what about, we've talked about what's working. Anything surprising not working that you're like, ooh?
Yeah, just a couple of things. Box footwear, Vans is doing really good. Box footwear isn't doing that good. Watches, it seems like it's slowed down. Internet, I think it's so easy to buy direct and get a watch shipped. And then also technology, the iPhone has taken over. So even me, I don't wear a watch now. I look at my iPhone. But there are some good watches out there, you know, by our industry, and they are selling well, but they have slowed down here. Things are flying off the rack, though, because of summer, just the normal items. Swim fins, bodyboards, beach umbrellas, beach chairs. We, for the longest time, we said that we wouldn't bring in beach umbrellas, but we brought them in this summer, and they're selling. They're
oh,
selling
that's
good.
Great.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Good move.
Yeah, thanks.
Uh-huh. Gotta go where the customer is.
Yeah.
Have you made any changes to the floor in the last major changes to, I don't know, anything out there?
Yeah, that's a huge subject, okay? The Billabong store, we closed it down for 6 weeks, and we completely redid that store. It's a brand new store. It looks beautiful. And that's one of the changes. The Hydro Flask section in the main and PCH store, we did. The fin wall, my son Trevor built the fin wall at the main and PCH store, and that's going off. We restructured our buying department and our accounting department, and that impacts the floor. And we have a more sophisticated buying team and buying system that we're reaping the benefits of that. And as far as the floor, we've shifted Atternone to a bigger area. We've given SOK a bigger area. Taylor, my other son, added a foil section. He loves foiling. we added the West Coast foil boards by Jeff and Ryan Hurley, and that's doing really well. We brought in Nash Foils, and that's doing good too. So we believe in change. We believe in just refreshing, and we're always, there's a person at Hurley that's no longer there, Roger Wyatt, and he always had the saying, how can we make it better? And that's what we say too, how can we make it better? Well, we added the foil boards. That was a process of making it better and change and newness to our sales floor.
That's great. Can I ask you a follow-up question about the buying system?
Yeah.
Like, what's different about it? Like, how is it more sophisticated?
Well, I talked to you about 4 weeks ago about math, and you asked me if I like math. I love math. And I got a degree from Cal State Long Beach in business management. We apply math here all the time. I love figuring out, we love figuring out how our sales are doing, just different strategies on sell-throughs, buy-throughs, history, and predicting what's going to come in the season that's about to happen, whether it be holiday or next spring or whatever. So that's what we're applying, is we're applying a lot of math and analytical studies of future buys and things like that. So yeah, it's like a science, but it's also fun. And it's kind of like a game with high stakes, you know. And so that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So how would you describe the retail climate right now?
Retail climate. Okay. It's this area right here, this 5 mile radius diameter right here is just the most competitive arena in all the world for surf and retail and manufacturing and the whole nine yards. So it's really, Paul Nadi said it, dog eat dog. Well, Paul was right. It's just like really competitive, you know? There's all kinds of surf shops up and down this 5 mile radius right here. It's tough. Like, I'm not going to mention any names, but there was a surf shop that was about less than a mile away, and then a brand wanted to open them up. And we go, hey, don't do that, because we've carried your product for so long, and that store just opened up. They're going to be out of business in a year and a half. And guess what? They just closed their doors. And anyway, that brand did open them up, and it made us weaker for a while. And back when I started in 78, 79, there were only a few surf shops, and the brands would put product in a certain surf shop, and no other surf shop would get that brand for about maybe a mile or two or three or four or 5 mile radius, you know. But now it just seems like everybody has everything, the over distribution problem, and it's just making everybody weaker, you know. So it's tough. The retail environment is tough. We have, not only do we have surf shops in the area, but we have brands. And that's cool. We love the brands, but the brands now have warehouses and things like that. And there's warehouse sales. And not only are they selling online and discounting sometimes during the holiday season or whatever, but they're also having their warehouse sales, which doesn't help out brick and mortar. And I've got something to say to the surf industry, that brick and mortar is here to stay. Not all brick and mortar are here to stay, but I guarantee you the guys with the best locations as far as foot traffic are going to be here to stay. And the industry still has to support, and they are, the brick and mortar stores. You know, there's a lot of good ones out there, whether it be Hanson's, whether it be ValSurf, the list goes on and on. HIC in Hawaii, Locomotion in Hawaii, and the list goes on and on. You know, so the competitive arena, I think, is tough, but you know what? That's part of business, and we love competing, and we love the business. So yeah.
And what do you think about Pacific City? Has that impacted your business?
Yeah. Here's the deal. I love Lindsay Parton. He's the owner of Pacific City. He's the owner of Bella Terra. He got us into Bella Terra. He wanted to get us into Pacific City, and we said no. And the reason why is, this location that we're in right here at Main and PCH is the best location for a surf shop globally. I guarantee you. And the reason why is the facts. The facts are, is that this water right here is sacred. There's so much history that has gone out in this water, Tiffany, whether it be Duke Hanamoku surfing out front, whether it be George Freeth, one of the first surfers to surf out front too. But we've had the OP Pro back up a little bit more. U.S. Surfboard Championships, like 1957. Then the OP Pro, then the U.S. Open. Then you have Huntington Beach High School National, 17-time national champion out front. You have the NSSA Nationals. The list goes on and on. Like I said, so much history has happened in that water, is happening in this water, and will happen in this water in the future, that this location right here is just amazing. And we're blessed to have it. Like I said at the beginning, I learned to surf on the north side of the pier at the age of 12 right here. And it's just surreal. I pinch myself every day that we're working right here on this corner right here. We're working here. We have a surf shop right here. Oh, there's a little bit more information about this corner. According to the Chamber of Commerce, there's 50,000 cars that pass by here every day, and there's 15 million visitors that visit the city of Huntington Beach every year. I think during the U.S. Open, we might have had 800,000. And as I told you last time, if a dog were to take a poop, we're talking about foot traffic right now, but if a dog were to take a poop on the sidewalk out front of our store in the morning at 6 a.m., there's so much foot traffic by the end of the day at 6 p.m., that foot traffic would wipe the sidewalk cell clean of the dog poop. There's so much foot traffic. So we're blessed to have this location. So yeah, great location.
So do you think that the brand stores at Pacific City hurt your business? And be honest.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the deal. Okay. I'm going to get to that point in a second.
Okay.
Laker game, front row and center. I just talked about the history of this place, past, present, and future.
Right.
We are front row and center, like at a Laker game. If you guys want to be behind the goalpost up high, go ahead and be in a different location than right here. Let's just say that, so we're going to talk about the competition, okay, over there. Yes. The answer to your question is it does hurt. And that goes back to that surfboard example shop that was less than a mile away, and they opened them up. So, and we're talking about over distribution. I think that's a little bit too close to our store to have a brand store at Pacific City. Yes, the answer is it just hurts, you know?
And Belaterra, you like being there? I mean, has that worked out for you guys?
Yeah. Belaterra is actually on the rise this year, believe it or not, and they've had construction. They've been constructing since April. It's been good. What they're doing is they're renovating the inside, the interior. And like I said, Lindsay Parton owns Pacific City. And what they're trying to do is, and what they're going to do is make look and feel like Pacific City right there. They're going to have a lot of food courts, a lot of food, and it's going to be kind of like a really cool where you want to take your Instagram pictures and all kind of thing. Yeah. So it's going to revitalize and bring in a lot more foot traffic. And the movie theater is right next to us. So that's one of the good things about that location is whenever there's a new movie, it creates a new foot traffic right there. New
right.
crowd.
For yeah. sure.
A lot of energy.
Yeah. How's the women's business doing for you?
Oh, it's on fire. It's doing good. Billabong, like I said, is on fire too. And women's Billabong is doing really good. Overall, company-wide, even at the Main and PCH store, the Billabong store, women's is doing good.
Yeah. Are you going to give them more space? I know Ashlyn wants some, right?
Ashlyn and Sam want more space. So we'll have to talk about that. Yeah.
You have to do the math.
Yeah. And at the end of the season, which is after Labor Day, we do sit down and we have what's called a reports meeting. We pull a bunch of reports and we sit down with Sean McGann, our buyer, and Sam Hernandez, our buyer, and Trevor and Taylor, Lee Gatlin, Mike Sheldon, and crew. And we'll go over the reports and then we'll figure out strategies for the next holiday and for 2019 as far as vendors, where they're going to go and things like that. We always keep things fresh and move things around for the better of the business.
Yeah definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I want to ask you about some of the big brands because, you know, there's like a lot of ownership, either new ownership or companies being combined, companies for sale, who you do big business with,
right?
Right. How do you think about all that when you're planning your business?
Yeah.
I mean, does it make you nervous? Does it worry you?
Yeah, it doesn't make me nervous. It doesn't worry us. We look at Billabong. They had some financial difficulty a little while ago. And now, as far as in our store, they're on fire and they're doing so good. With Quiksilver, with Billabong, and with Volcom, we were the first ones in Huntington to carry those brands. And so with, like, say, a brand like Volcom, because of that, we were the first ones to carry Volcom in this town. I mean, there's a lot of feeling inside the heart right here for that company, and we're in it for the long run. If any of those three companies have hard times, and they have, and they will, and so will we back them 110%. So we're in it for the long run.
So you feel that way even if you look at Volcom and you think, well, like, no one's there anymore practically who was there in the beginning. You still feel that connection.
Welcome to the surf industry, Tiffany. I'll tell you, it's like musical chairs, you know, a lot of the same people at different companies. There are minis over there still, you know, and Big Tony, they matter, you know, and Todd's doing a great job, CEO, and he matters, you know, and Volcom matters. So we root for all these companies that we've been doing business and friendship for decades. Yeah.
That's great. I think that's probably what makes the industry strong, don't you think?
Yeah, we have a great industry.
Yeah.
A lot of great people.
What are you excited about?
Wow, I'm excited about so much. I'm excited about my kids taking over and running the business, Trevor Pye, Taylor Pye, Ashlyn Pye. And I'm excited about the Surf Ranch Pro that's going to happen next week, Kelly Slater's Surf Ranch. We were just there about 4 weeks ago. Amazing wave. I got to surf a few just to see how the pros do. And hopefully Kelly wins, but we'll see. We have a surf demo that's coming up on the 15th of September. All the industry on Main Street. We closed down Main Street, believe it or not. The city lets us do that and have a surf demo right there. We're going to Nicaragua for the Oakley Surf Shop Challenge. Hopefully we'll win it this year. And Taylor Pye's on the team. That's cool. You know, I saw a lot of other surf shops that their owners' kids didn't surf in it, you know, for some reason or another. And I think that matters that we're involved and all. The holiday line that's coming in for holiday, that's exciting because we are having an okay year this year. And we want to close out the year right and strong and keep the momentum going. And so hopefully we'll do good the last quarter and then throwing us into 2019, keeping the momentum going, you know. And we're just excited about all the industry that we have, all the brands, whether it be Salty Crew, whether it be Visla. Paul Naughty starting a new line, girls line. We're excited about that. Like I said, after Labor Day, we're going to do some math. We have this one formula, Tiffany. It's called gross profit per square foot. And that's the common denominator between lines on how you could figure out if a brand is performing, because you just take their square footage and you divide it by their gross profit and you come out with gross profit per square foot. And you could easily figure out if a brand is performing that way. And we look at that and we go, oh, maybe this brand should be over here. Maybe this brand should be over here. I think that out of all the stores in the world, we might have the most precious real estate and precious windows because of our location. And so it matters to us as far as if a brand is performing, where they go and things like that, you know. So we're excited about a lot of things.
That's good. And what are you worried about?
I don't try to worry too much about things, but I do worry. Weather. Weather. Oh, man. I think it was like 3 years ago or 4 years ago that it rained. Holiday. It rained 14 days out of 14 days. It just shut us down. South Coast Plaza may have done good, but HSS did not do good. So weather. I do worry about weather, even though there's nothing I could do about weather. Yeah, so I don't worry about too much, though.
And you're a young guy still. How long are you going to stay involved in the business?
You know, that's a great question. I'm going to let you know some news. 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with cancer, prostate cancer. I had it taken out. I had the cancer taken out, and it made me realize a lot of things about life, that life every day is precious, and you got to live every day to its fullest. And to this day, I have so much fun at work. This isn't even work here. This is my life. And to spend it with my family and the great crew, Lee Gatlin, Mike and Ryan, and the boys and everybody, it's just so cool, you know. And here's the thing about retiring, though. I don't think I can retire. It's too much fun here with working with the family, the boys and everything, surfing and foiling and surf trips. But I do go on a lot more surf trips than when I started. I worked a year straight when I first started, And then I never took surf trips in my 20s and even 30s. But now I'm just going. I think there's only one person in this industry that goes on more surf trips than me. Do you know who that person is?
Bob Hurley.
Yeah, but I go on a lot. We have a few lined up. We're going to Indonesia, the happiest place on earth besides Disneyland. And we're going to Indo at the end of September, Surf Ranch. We're going to Bobby Lockhart's 50th birthday. Right after that, Nicaragua after that for the Surf Shop Challenge. And then I'm going to Tabarua with my family and grandkids at the end of the year.
Wow. So how many do you take a year?
As many as possible. As many as we could get out of here without impacting the business too much.
Yeah. That's great. Uh-huh. It's a good thing you have a good crew here.
Yeah. And then as far as retiring, one last thing or one key point is that I'm so happy that Trevor and Taylor have taken the helm and are guiding the business. And it's just really refreshing to see the industry, not just HSS, the next generation taking over.
Well, great. Well, anything else that you want to talk about before we sign off? Thank you again.
You know, we've been in business 40 years and we just wanted to thank all the past workers of HSS, all the past surf team riders of HSS, and all the current crew of HSS, the surf industry, past and present, for producing the most insane products. When we first started in 78, all we produced was t-shirts, trunks, and surf wax. But now it's so sophisticated and it's so much better. It's just as good as anything else in the world, what you guys are producing. And keep up the great work. We need great product, all brick and mortar. Need great product, internet, whatever. And all you brick and mortar stores out there, hang in there, because business, it's time for you to get tough and just crank it. So hopefully everybody has a nice last quarter and cranks it out, and love the surf industry. And thanks for all the support over the years, you guys. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. You can find previous podcast interviews on our website under the podcast tab. Thank you also to our sponsors and to our Executive Edition members. We appreciate each and every one of you.